Joe looked almost as stiff as they're stiff. But Vi already knew he was a bit parsimonious with, well, everything. He was the total opposite of big, easy non, while still managing to be adorable. At their first meeting, she deduced he was not demonstrative because she was, you know, a detective. He nailed deadpan and maintained sober. Was the quintessential Joe Friday, both the vintage and the many remakes. That's why she tagged him Joe, though she hadn't meant to say it out loud. At least she hadn't called him E.T. She had tried to wrap her tongue around his real name. It hadn't wrapped, and her throat became a sound like Mama's cat hacking up a hairball. So when he didn't complain about the Joe moniker, and the Garadians didn't cut off diplomatic relations over it, she let it ride. It was how she rolled. Though periodically Captain Uncle tried to break her of her rolling habit. It was his job, she supposed, because he was an uncle and not just a captain. She used her look on him when he tried too hard. Sometimes she had to boost it with the innocent modification. But she tried to wield that power with care. Not that Captain Uncle would ever fall in love with her, but a captain with scrambled brains wasn't good for anyone. She didn't know why her look worked, with or without the modification. Was glad it did, because it had gotten her out of some sticky situations and some interesting proposals. Well, it worked, with one notable exception. She studied that exception, who was studying their stiff like it held the secrets to the universe. For him, it might. He was that smart. For her, she just wished their stupid emergency gear wasn't hiding his butt. His rear view was one of the few bright spots in a typical crime scene, or an atypical one, which this seemed to be. She sighed. If she'd ever imagined that she'd be dirtside in a moldy, muddy graveyard with a purple alien, a weird-ass corpse, and an epic hurricane incoming, she'd have called the mind shrinks to have a chat. She studied what she could see of Joe's profile. His skin wasn't so purple. It was more of a hint than an actual tint, just enough to make him a hit at Mardi Gras. The rest of him was a hit any time. The Garadians were known for being real pretty, and Joe was not the exception, even in a post-genetic modification world. Dang. Broad shoulders, lean hips, vid star features, dark hair, dark eyes, awesome brain box. Not a relative. That was huge. In addition to Captain Uncle, she was related to about 80% of the non-PD. Not that not being not related to Joe had benefited her as much as she would have liked. If she hit on him, and it didn't go well, it might cause the intergalactic incident she'd managed to avoid to date. An intergalactic incident would make Sunday dinners at Grandmama's tense. On the other hand, dating E.T. would totally boost her creds with the cousins. Easier thought than done. She had no clue what he did with his off hours, which was sad. A detective should always have a clue. And a detective should know better than to end up this deep in the mud. If the Dirtsiders wanted to take on WTF, who was she to deny them their God-given right to be stupid in the face of the unprecedented precedented? Or would that be the precedented unprecedented? She was worse at grammar than she was at math. And she sucked at mud, which sucked, literally and figuratively. WTF wasn't here yet, and she was sick of it too. Time was, according to Grandpapa, when everyone had believed that man caused all the weather problems. Vi'd called it extreme hubris, but her generation had bought into the man had solved all the weather problems line of bull. seemed Hubis was catching. And everyone did know, or should know, pride went before the fall.